Sorry, we're having our own little discussion up here about how many teeth we've lost. And good morning to all of you. How are you? You doing okay? I didn't lose any teeth over the weekend. You lost your first tooth. It is that time of year, isn't it?
Yep.
We call it fall. It's good. Got a loose one? Ooh, icky. Anyway, we can fix that later. Today, Jesus talks about how we're supposed to be with one another when someone does something mean to us. Oh, yeah. Right? So, I'm just wondering, have you ever been hurt by somebody or somebody punched you? Or...
Yeah, I've been hurt a lot.
By that guy, your little brother. Look, now, don't demonstrate. I see that. He's going like this. Okay. Familial violence. We'll work on that later. Let's talk about Cain and Abel after a while, okay? All right. So here's the deal. If somebody hurts you, you're at school, somebody hurts you, what do you do?
Tell the principal.
Now that's interesting. One of the other kids, you said tell the teacher. You're going right to the top. Tell the principal. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Are you supposed to like punch him out? If somebody... Tell God. Yes, thank you. You went all the way to the top. Right. So if somebody punches you, are you supposed to punch him back?
No.
Right, because then you both go to the principal's office, right? Yeah, but you know, a lot of us, when someone does something wrong to us, we want to get back at them, don't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm so mad at you, and I wish I could just punch you out. I had a brother just like you. Except he was my big brother, and he used to punch me all the time, right? Every time I turned around, my brother was trying to punch me out. And you know what? I finally got bigger than him. And one day, he punched me, and you know what I did? I decked him.
Uh-oh.
I punched him so hard, I knocked him over.
Yeah.
A little... you just want revenge, right? You're here, oh yeah, that's justice! Well, you know, now that I've gotten a little bit older and I've learned a little more about Jesus, you know, I'm not sure that was the right thing to do. What Jesus says in the text today is if someone does something wrong to you, you're supposed to go to them and talk with them. Yeah, you're just supposed to go talk with them and say, why, you know, why did you do that? Or can we work this out? And if that doesn't work, what are you supposed to do? Tell the teacher. Well, I think just as a matter of principle, you should go tell the teacher anyway first, right?
Then the
teacher will tell the principal will tell God, and it'll all be taken care of. But no, really, what I want you to do is think about, well, if that doesn't work, then Jesus says, go get some people that you trust to go and talk with them, right? So that you can... try and get it all figured out, and so we don't have to punch people out, and we don't have to say bad things. And you know what all this is about? Instead of being angry with each other and hating each other and getting back, like I got back at my brother, you know what we're supposed to do when someone hurts us?
Yeah.
What?
Tell
the teacher. Yes, and you've all been in elementary school now. You're supposed to love them. You're supposed to love them. That's what this is all about. Because when we love somebody, when we try to help them to understand us and understand each other, then they have a chance to be our friend again, right? If we just punch them out, what are the chances they're going to be our friend?
Probably
not going to be our friend. But if we listen... Minimal, thank you. Probably minimal, she says. Yes, I think the odds are in fact rather slim. But if we love people, that's a chance for God's love to work through them. And then they can be our friend again. So that's what Jesus is up to today. He says, when someone wrongs us, go and talk to them. And if that doesn't work, gather two or three people to talk to them. And if that doesn't work, bring the whole church in and that'll take care of it. And if all of that doesn't work, if none of that works, then treat them like a Gentile and a tax collector. And we all know what Jesus does with tax collectors and Gentiles, don't we? He invites them to dinner. Thank you. Thank you, and you can go back to your places.